And we've seen now that the deep, what we're calling the deep state, I would call it the shadow government. It is entrenched. It is a giant. It is a ginormous 3-trillion-headed hydra. It's got its tentacles inside every agency, of every branch, in every office of the United States government, and I would offer up inside every agency of every state government in the land. It's there. It's not taking no for an answer. It won't go away. And it's claimed an awful lot of land that it does not intend to surrender or give back. Folks, this is the real enemy. I'm not the enemy. You and your Catholic. No, you're looking at it the wrong way. The church revived vanquishes the enemy. Why? Because she crushes the head of the serpent. And boy, howdy, is it a serpent. So that's the enemy. The as you said, as McIntyre said, the enemy is inside. They're in the gates. And people that lob Tomahawk missiles and start never-ending wars in places, war in Afghanistan going on for 16 years now, continue to demand through my taxes and your taxes that we spend ever-increasing amounts of money on a military that is already nearly half of the entire military in the world. What do you think they're amassing this military power for? It's not a force for good. And if it is, well, where's the good that it's done? So understand what it is that we're up against. Now, I think that that's a pretty decent explanation of the challenge ahead of us. And you and Michael referenced the deep state here in the open letter. So you know it's there too, don't you?
Oh, of course. Yeah, I in the book on liberty, I'm skeptical about the whole idea. Well, not only skeptical, radically critical of the idea that with the rise of the mass democratic state, people achieved liberty in the modern sense of the word. We have never been more oppressed in terms of the daily intrusion of government into our lives than we have been under the capitalist democracies of the Western world. And the deep state surveils us. The deep state triggers one war after another. The deep state governs regardless of the outcome of elections. You remember how Trump was savaged in the press for merely suggesting that he would want to verify the election results before he accepted the election outcome. They got about 2 weeks of negative press coverage about that. Even Krauthammer said he had committed political suicide by suggesting that he would want to verify the election results. Well, no sooner had he won the election than the entire leftist apparatus in this country and indeed around the world not only refused to accept the outcome, but with the aid of deep state operatives has been consistently attempting to overturn the results of the election with phony conspiracy theories and disclosures of confidential information designed to embarrass and discredit the new administration. It is the left that doesn't accept the outcome of elections. Because the elections are, I'm afraid to say, even in the case of this last election, a sham that conceals the underlying mechanisms of power that govern us whether we like it or not. And this they call liberty. Hey, folks, it isn't liberty. There's a billboard on an American highway somewhere I saw with King George III on it. And underneath is the caption, "Miss me yet?"
I do!
I read a libertarian's column on this, and I quoted it in the book. Yeah, I think it's a Lou Rockwell libertarian, and he writes about the 4th of July, and he says, "I don't know about you, but on the 4th of July, I'm not going to raise my glass to the liberty we don't have. I'm going to raise my glass to that small government man, George III, who responded to the roar of protest from the colonies by actually repealing taxes enacted by Parliament."